My beloved, I believe that if you have an intense craving for God, that you will be in the house of the Lord. You will be in the house of worship because you will desire to be in the presence of God. You will desire to praise and to worship Him, and you will have an intense craving for His Word.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We're still in the book of Philippians in chapter 3 and verse 10, and this just seems to be a passage that I cannot get away from. This burns within my heart because the Apostle Paul said that I might know Him and the power of His resurrection. And my friend, there's a difference between knowing about God and knowing Him. Now, Paul is saved. He's baptized in the Holy Ghost. He's full of Jesus, but yet he has this intense craving for more of God in his life. He wants to know Jesus experientially. Now, you know, just because a person goes to church doesn't mean they have an intense craving for God. Now, listen, I'm glad you go to church. Thank God you go to church. You should go to church. You should be in the house of God every time the doors are open. But my friend, just because you're there doesn't necessarily mean you have an intense craving for God. Because people can go to church out of habit, out of tradition, but it doesn't mean they're thirsty for the living God. Sometimes I wonder, as people are in the house of God, if they're really hungry for the Lord. Sometimes people look bored, like they don't want to be there, or they want to be someplace else, or they can't wait till the service is over with. Well, my friend, I believe that if a person is truly thirsty for God and a God seeker and has an intense craving for the Lord, number one, they'll be in the house of God every time the doors are open, or just about every time they can. My friend, they will worship the Lord. They will praise Him. They will pray. There will be an intense craving in their heart for the Word of God. In other words, they cannot get enough of His Word. I've been saved for many years, and I love His Word more than anything else. I can't get enough of the Word of God, and I pray that you feel the same way in your life. Now, I know this one thing, that I could be hungrier for God. I mean, there are times when I know that I'm not as hungry as I should be, or I'm not seeking Him like I should, and when that happens, I go to the Lord, and I confess it to God. I ask the Lord to forgive me and to cleanse me and to wash me and to put a fire in my heart. Lord, make me hungry for You. Sometimes the cares of this life can try to crowd Jesus out of your heart or occupy your mind or occupy your thinking so that your thoughts are on everything else. Have you ever just went to the Lord to pray? I mean, you want to pray, and as you're praying, all of a sudden your mind begins to wander and your thoughts begin to wander. Well, we need to bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. And my friend, when that happens, I confess it to the Lord. Let's be honest. Let's be real with the Lord, because He knows anyway. And so I ask the Lord, God, my mind is wandering. My thoughts are wandering. Help me to bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Help me to worship You in spirit and in truth. Lord, if I'm not hungry or have the fire of God, then God, put that fire within my heart. Paul here, after all the years of ministry, yet he still has this intense craving for God. Why is it sometimes when people get older in the faith, they're not as hungry for the Lord? Well, my friend, I think it's imperative that we keep the fire burning, that we make sure that the vessels are refilled with the oil and the lamp is trimmed or the wick is trimmed and that our light burns brightly. My friend, just because you're older in the faith doesn't mean you have to fizzle out. Listen, you can still have a burning desire in your heart for more of God. I think of Eli. The Bible said just before the lamp of God went out. Well, that's a spiritual indication there that perhaps they were becoming passive or lukewarm with God or even in a backslidden condition. Don't let your lamp go out, but relight the lamp, refill the oil, and live for God.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.